This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Economists swarmed on downtown Boston today for the New England Economic Partnership's fall conference at the Boston Fed. The partnership releases two economic forecasts a year. Today's conference had the not-so-feel-good title of Deficits as Far as the Eye Can See. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch was at that conference. And Kurt, was it as bad as that title suggests it was?
Yeah, it doesn't sound that great, does it? I think the word for the conference was probably precarious. And here's the thing. The national economy is just not getting going like everybody kind of hoped and thought it might. And so there's this uncertainty about how Congress is going to deal with sort of fiscal situation and policy going forward. There's this uncertainty about whether or not businesses are going to hire. There's this uncertainty about the European debt crisis. Is Ireland and Portugal, are those two places going to dominate the headlines there? And so the message is the Massachusetts economy is growing and the New England economy is doing relatively well, but it's only going to grow very slowly because it's kind of tethered to the national and global economy. Ross Gatell, he's a professor economist at the University of New Hampshire, and here's how he sort of explained that tether.
So the region is a relatively small region, you know, smallest region in the country, and it can't buck the larger national trends. If larger national firms are not hiring, they're not going to be hiring in New England. If the recovery was stronger right now, you could say, well, it is a setback. The region will still grow its job base. But it's because we're so tenuous. If you have another setback or another two setbacks, that could put us, you know, into that double dip recession.
Kurt, was there any good news?
Well, yeah. Here's the flip side. Mark Zandi is the economist from Moody's Economy.com. He was there. He spoke to the group. He had a little more of a positive spin. I mean, his number one worry is sort of this European debt stuff because it's going to play into this uncertainty. But the good news is companies have cut a lot of jobs. They actually have been making a lot of money. And so here's how he put it.
Big companies, mid-sized companies are profitable, very profitable, and their balance sheets are strong. They've paid down debt. They have a lot of cash. It's not a question of can businesses hire and invest. It's really a question of are they willing, which, you know, obviously is a problem, but it also is a reason for a bit of optimism.
So, Kurt, that's some hopeful news about the private sector. You know, as I mentioned, the title of this conference was Deficits as Far as the Eye Can See. But is it correct that that refers to government deficits?
Yeah, basically, the private sector, Mark Zandi thinks, is eventually, probably within the next year, they're finally going to sort of make the move, start hiring and moving forward and kind of get that private sector recovery going. But state deficits, federal deficits mean that there's still going to be a lot of loss of government jobs. And the worry is sort of longer term. If in a place like Massachusetts, where it's a high income, high educated state, if you want to sort of attract the people you want to drive our economy forward, if the state can invest in sort of the services and roads and everything that people kind of expect, that's a concern for the economy longer term.
So if New England companies are making profits, as Zandi says, and as you say, our personal incomes are relatively high, and yet the government is broke, it seems like taxes would be the answer. Did that come up today?
That definitely came up today. And Alan Clayton Matthews, he's an economist at Northeastern University. He says, look, across the board, Massachusetts taxes are actually lower when you kind of compare against other states. He says if you raise it to the national tax burden average, that the state would be much better off in sort of doing these long-term goals. So the message is, you know, the private sector is taking much too long, but it's going to get there. But then, you know, there's still all this public work to do.
So the mixed news could be taxes, maybe more taxes, maybe on the way. WBR's Kurt Nickisch, thanks for that, for filling us in on that.
Sure thing.